Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, welcome to the Horse Hour podcast. I'm Amy Stevenson and this is our live Horse Hour podcast. Thanks so much for joining us. If you're on Twitter, then don't forget to use the hashtag Horse Hour in all your tweets. And today we're going to be talking about fear. Hey, welcome to Horse Hour Monday night. Hope you had a good weekend. It is Horse Hour Live. So we're going to be doing, well, I'm going to be doing these podcasts every week where they're live so you can get involved. I'll still do the weekly podcast with guests where we get to interview experts like the veterinary professionals. So the guys at B&W Equine Vets come on every month, once a month, and give us advice on diseases like laminitis and sweet itch and everything that we're worried about. But today we're talking about equestrian fears, and that's mainly because I can't get rid of this fear. I have it constantly with me, and I'd like to say that sometimes, you know, maybe it was a little bit from my accident a few months ago, but the truth is it really wasn't just the accident that made me so afraid. And I think it's a subject that we don't often talk about enough. We don't talk about how we're afraid of flying then, how we're afraid of riding, or, you know, you might be afraid of bringing your horse in sometimes if he's a bit spooky, if he's had too much grass and he's dancing around the place. We have a lot of fears. So tonight we want to open up the conversation and I'd love to know, what are your fears and have you overcome them? Because I think I've overcome some of my fears. For a long time I would never go hacking at all. I was too scared of the what ifs of what might happen, and I guess bit by bit you kind of deal with it. So I'm often told, Amy, you've just got to face your fear, get on the horse and go for a ride. And to a certain extent, when I do that, I always feel better afterwards when I've come home safely and Blackjack's back in the field. I then enjoy the ride so much more afterwards because the anxiety's gone and I'm not as afraid. So I will tell you more about my fears as we go on for the next hour, because we're live until 9 o'clock. But in the meantime, I'd really love to know what your fears are. And it could be something as big as going jumping or going eventing, taking your horse out for the day. Maybe you're afraid to load them up, trailer them out. Are you afraid of driving a trailer or driving a horse box? Or it could be that you're afraid to go into the stable with your horse. So you can open this out, you can tell us all about it, and we're going to hopefully get some solutions as well. So if you're worried at all, don't be afraid, we're here to help. So tweet us at Horse Hour, don't forget to use the hashtag Horse Hour so that everybody can get involved and offer their advice. And I'm going to play some music as well tonight, because on the recorded Horse Hour podcast, we don't get to play music because we have the guests for the full half hour. So this is a great opportunity to enjoy some music as well. So keep those tweets coming in at Horse Hour and on Facebook and Instagram too.
Now you only get it in your nightdress. Discarded all the naughty nights for niceness. Landed in a very common crisis. Everything's in order in a black hole. Nothing seems to fit to your past though. A bloody memory's like an El Tabasco. Remember when you used to be a rascal? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had. The best you ever had is just a memory and those dreams. But
looking through a little book of sex tips. Remember when the bars were all electric? And now when she's told she's gonna get it, I'm guessing that she'd rather just forget it. Clinging to not getting sentimental. Said she wasn't going, but she went still. Like a gentleman had to be gentle. Was it a mecca double or a betting pencil? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had. The best you ever had is just a memory. And those dreams, when as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem, my love, when you dream them of overflow, where did you go? Where did you go? Where did you go? Took a left off last lap lane, just sounding it out, but you're not coming back again. You're falling about. You took a left off last lap lane. You were just sounding it out, but you're not coming back again.
Welcome back to Horse Hour Live. Thanks so much for listening. And good evening, Haynet. Thanks so much for joining us. And Cooper's Hill Equine. We're talking fear this evening. And they tweeted, we used to fear drops out on cross country, but I conquered it. Practice, practice, practice. And then she said, mind you, this was me yesterday. Not very graceful. But that is a beautiful, she's posted this gorgeous photo. Go onto Horse Hour Twitter and have a look now. And it's jumping a fence. The thing is, we're not graceful. You know, when we're riding, unless you're riding dressage, we're not going to be graceful because most of us are holding on for dear life. Well, I know that I am, for sure. I mean, even when I'm hacking at the best of times, I'm constantly thinking, well, what if the plastic bag is going to spook, or what if it's a bit windy? And my instructor's amazing because for ages I hated riding in the wind because I was so fearful of what might happen. And I guess it was actually doing these podcasts and speaking to people that know what they do with horses, not like me who doesn't have a clue, but, you know, people who have been riding for years and years, and then they all say you do just have to get on with it. You've just got to go out there, ride through the wind, and each time you do it, it will get easier. But the truth is, it's not easy. It's really, really tough. And recently I looked at getting another horse. I can't afford to buy another horse, but to borrow somebody else's horse to get my confidence up a bit. And so I found this schoolmaster, and I thought, well, that would be amazing, because you get schoolmasters advertised, don't you, as they've done everything. They can do the dressage, they can do the hacking, you can hack them out by themselves, they can go out with friends, you can go on sponsored rides, everything that I guess I imagined riding to be like. So there's no barriers or no boundaries. But I still had the fear. I went to try this schoolmaster and he's amazing. He's 19 years old. He's been there, done that, got the t-shirt, can even piaff. I mean, I wouldn't even know how to ask him to piaff, but I'm sure if I knew what I was doing, he can do it beautifully. My fear, though, came from cantering out on the forest with him. Because, and this is crazy, but this is because he's a different type of breed to the horse that I'm used to. So Blackjack, my horse, is a Friesian Cross Gelderlander. He's very stocky, he's very big, I feel like I'm sat deep in his seat. And this other gorgeous horse was, he's a thoroughbred. And straight away, for thoroughbred lovers out there, you're going to say, well, that would be my dream horse. But for me, the thought of a thoroughbred means that we're just going to run really, really quickly. We're just going to go. And that scares me the most, is that I won't have any brakes. I won't be able to stop. So I guess it's interesting how each person has an individual fear, and something might bother one person more than it'll bother somebody else. But what was really interesting is they said, oh, don't worry, anyone can ride this horse. He's a schoolmaster, you'll be fine. But the truth was, I wasn't fine. I was so nervous that I think I made him nervous. So I'm keen to get your advice today on how we can conquer those nerves and how we can get over them. You know, you can go and see a hypnotherapist. I've been and done that. You can go and see psychologists. You can try different types of riding. But I really want to know, what did you do to get over your fear? What was your fear and what did you do to get over it? So I'm going to take Cooper's Hill Equine. I'm going to take a bit of advice from them. She used to, like I said earlier, she used to fear drops out on cross country, but she's conquered it. So can you tweet me, how did you conquer that fear? Was it just going out and doing little jumps and then building them up, or did you do anything inside the school to help build your confidence first? We're at Horse Hour on Twitter. Don't forget to use hashtag Horse Hour, and I can't wait to hear what your advice is.
I'm running out of patience cause I can't believe what the hell I'm hearing. And speaking of hell, it don't compare to this heat that I am feeling. I love you too much, it shows, all my emotions go out of control. Good for you, bad for me, when I can hardly see from the tears that flow. Forget to breathe slow. Count from 1 to 10 with my eyes closed. Cause ladies, take it in and get composed. Oh, 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 yeah. Before I lose it, get composed. Oh, oh, yeah. I'm gonna breathe slow. Count from 1 to 10 with my eyes closed. Cause ladies, take it in and get composed. Oh, 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 yeah. Ladies, never lose composed. Oh,
Horse Hour Live. But I'm really excited to welcome a guest all the way from America right now. Her name is Katie, and she's been an avid listener of the Horse Hour podcast. How are you, Katie?
I'm doing well. I hope you are. I hope you can hear me.
I can hear you loud and clear. Welcome. Welcome.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
So tell me then, Katie, where are you at the moment?
Where am I living, or where am I in my horse world?
No, where are you living?
Oh, I'm in North Carolina, and it is hot.
Is it really? What? Because it's been really hot over here, and we've been freaking out about the flies and about whether our horses are overheating and they need extra baths. How do you deal with that all the time?
Well, my two spoiled boys are standing in their very cool barn with fans on, and they're out most of the time in the evening, but with fly sheets and fly masks and fly spray because the bugs have been horrid.
Oh, no. So. Oh, they're so lucky, though. They get cooling fans, do they? They get more than we do.
Oh, they're spoiled. Very spoiled.
And what horses do you have?
I have two. I have Crush, who his call name is Crush, but he is Crescendo. And he is a German imported Hanoverian.
Wow.
Who was an upper level dressage horse, but retired with an injury. So now his job is just to be pretty.
Is he okay?
And he's very good at it. He's lovely. He's pasture sound. He's quite competent. I take him out for long walks. I'm in the middle of 500 acres. So we walk about and he grazes and hand grazes and does everything just not to be ridden.
Oh, my goodness. So. I could only dream of having 500 acres. I'm lucky if I've got five for my horse. I mean, what do you even do with
yourself? Well, now, they're not my 500. They're not my I have a small 10-acre farm, but I'm landlocked by the 500. So I've access to all of it on a bend of a river. So it's lovely. It really is.
How beautiful. I think I might get on a plane and come and live with you. That would be awesome.
Come. You've got a guest room anytime.
So tell me more about your other horse then.
Well, that would be Skipper, and he is he retired from the upper level jumpers and mm-hmm. the 1.2s. He is a KWPN.
Nice.
And he was retired to a heel bulb injury, so it was soft tissue damage. Oh. And his previous owner, who was still is a competitor, could not invest a year or more in rehab, so he came to live with me, primarily to be a companion for my big redhead Crush, but he's come sound.
Oh, wow.
It was kind of a bonus. So now we've just been working. My vet checked him out, gave me the thumbs up, and I've had him. It will be a year July 16th. So,
oh, my goodness. I'm so pleased for you, Katie.
Well, it reminds me of how much you invested in your boy, you know, gave him the time off to heal. And lo and behold, now you've got this lovely boy to ride. So
I am such a believer in grass rest. 2 years Blackjack had off, and I was told he would never be ridden again. I wasn't allowed to ride him. Mm. 2 years, he came sound, and we are now nervously cantering around the forest. But that's what I wanted to talk to you about, is this fear. So when was the last time you rode? Was it because you've had them quite a while, haven't you, if you've just been handling
yes.
them rather than riding them? So what's your equestrian
right.
fear?
Well, primarily, the older we get, I think the further the ground is.
Yes.
So if I were, you know, I'm 5'10", so if I could ride a pony, I would probably be fearless. But my boys are both 16 too, so it's a long way down. Mm. And the older I get, the further away the ground seems to be. Mm. And a lifelong rider, and I've vented, fox hunted, did all of those things, started out with hunters and used to be fearless. But I think with age comes, you know, sort of the understanding of the repercussions if we get injured. So,
but do you think it's that, or do you think when we're young, because I thought, well, maybe it's because I've got more responsibilities now, and I think, well, I can't afford to have time off work, and we have children, da, da, da. But actually,
right.
if I'm being really honest, I don't think about all that when I'm riding. So maybe it's that when we're younger, we're a little bit more naive, and we don't think about what could happen. But as you get older,
right.
you're much more aware of that your bones will hurt if they break, because you might have broken them once before, and I guess older experiences then change how we view things.
I think so. I think the more falls we have, the more frightening a fall or the expectation of a fall could be.
Mm.
But with Skipper, it is He is so much more well-educated than I am as a rider. He's just lovely training and a very quiet boy. I don't see a buck or a spook in him at all. So my fear with him is rushing. I don't want to push too hard. I don't want to re-injure. Mm-hmm. And I want this to be enjoyable for him in his retirement. He's 18 years old. So we have no expectation of a show career. This is just purely for pleasure. A hack out, you know, riding about down to the river, riding with friends, just enjoying him because he's so lovely. And I'm so very lucky to have him.
Oh, but that's so lovely.
I really am.
That's the dream, isn't it? Because you're not putting any pressure on yourself and you're giving him the time to work through this issue that he had before himself. And, you know, I'm a massive believer in being really patient and taking it really steady. So if you can, and I know it's really hard because I still have the fear of Blackjack's injury, you know, every time I ride him, I think, oh, am I hurting him? Has he been hurt? And I check to see if he's lame and, you know, and it is always in our head. And actually, I think I don't push him as much as he probably could be pushed because I'm afraid that he's going to get hurt. So it's just really slow.
And but it can be devastating.
I know. But ultimately, you don't have the pressure if you need to go out and compete. So that fear, you can put that, if you can, pop it in a little box and say, I'm just going to enjoy walking him. I'm just going to enjoy trotting him.
Right.
And the first time I let Blackjack trot was when he wanted to. I said, right, there's no rules. There's no, you know, we have to do this by this date. And I let him kind of lead me to how fast he wanted to go. I'll be honest with you, Katie, he's being a bugger right now. And he's gone so far the other way that my fear now is, can I control him and hold him back? Because he's feeling so good.
Right.
But how's it going for you then?
It's the double-edged sword. Well, we had our like I said, this weekend, and I'm riding him maybe, and my goal is once a week, and I haul over to a friend's. I have a friend who's a trainer. I ride in her arena, and then she's got some lovely trails to ride on. So we just started going out. And I'll tell you what, I think the biggest key for me has been is my support network. And I hack out with a friend whose horse is a lovely babysitter, and she is a very positive, supportive rider. So she'll see me tense and say, he's just doing so well. Look how relaxed he is. And I settle back in. And then I talk to myself in my head all the time.
Do you? I sing.
Drop
I
your
can't
shoulders.
Sing,
right? Lengthen your leg. Yeah. Settle into the seat. He's fine. You know, just these relaxing conversations I have in my head to keep myself. Because I know he's so sensitive that the moment I tense up, he goes, what do we have to be worried about? What is there to be scared of? And nothing.
That's really interesting because that I had that with this other horse I was riding to get my confidence up, the schoolmaster. He's really sensitive. So if I could feel my, and this comes again to us being a little bit more educated and less naive, I think, when we're a bit older, is that I knew my heart rate was going up. And so then I panicked because I know my heart rate's going up. Right. And I'm going, no, I need to calm down because the horse is feel it.
And then you just escalate and it's like, oh, this is not helping. So I will give myself permission to stop in the middle of the arena, drop him down to the buckle and just spend a few minutes settling myself because it's not going to be fun for either one of us if I'm a ball of nerves on his back. He doesn't enjoy it. I don't enjoy it. So,
and how lovely that you have such a great support. You know, you've got your friend there who's willing to give you confidence because I think that's very important is to be riding out with people that you trust. So there was a period I wouldn't ride out with anybody that I didn't know what their horse was going to do. And also I didn't want to be embarrassed for a long time. I was very embarrassed about how I felt. And so if there was a new person or, you know, I'd want them to feel welcome and I'd openly say, look, I can't take you for hacks. Because one, I get lost. I don't know where I'm going. But also two, I'm a Fruit Loop and I'm nervous at everything. And actually, I probably wouldn't keep your horse calm because I struggle to keep my own horse calm. And just like your friend, my little babysitter, who is hilarious because I'm nearly 33 and she's 21 and she's babysitting me. I mean, how bad is that?
My babysitter is, I'm 53 and she is in her 60s and such a lovely rider and such a kind soul. But I'm very lucky the barn that I go over to, it is nothing but women and we're all over 40. So we don't have any preconceived notions about being in the Olympics or, you know, eventing at the 4-star level. We just enjoy our horses. And I think that, that support network really makes a difference. But I'll tell you, I do have one little, I have a sort of a cheeky ace in the hole. And that is that my trainer rode for the O'Connors, for David and Karen O'Connor. So she's kind of good. She's kind of brilliant. And she is. So I'm very, very lucky that she's a dear friend first, and she will mount in the ring and say, you know, if you tried this, it's never pointed. She's not cracking a whip at me or snapping her fingers, but she's got tons of experience and a great eye. So I'm kind of spoiled. I really am.
That's
very
really,
lucky.
Really, really lovely. I was doing some research before I did this episode today because I thought, well, I can't just tell you all how scared I am of life. I better actually get some people who know what they're talking about. And there's an amazing psychologist. He's called Charlie Unwin. I mean, he's worked with Team Great Britain. He works with people all over the world. So he knows his stuff when it comes to how we should be feeling and how we can almost train our brains to think a bit better. And interestingly, he says exactly the same thing as what you said. It's about your coaches. So you can go and have a lesson every week, and that's great. And they'll teach you in an arena, your instructors in an arena, how to ride, how to sit properly. And they'll probably give you that confidence.
Right.
At that time, but then you're kind of by yourself. I feel like I need that parent holding my hand to just phone and say, I'm a bit worried about this. And he said, speak to your instructor about them being a coach. So that's very different between an instructor and a coach. They do different things.
And a coach.
Yeah.
Right.
So he said, speak to your instructor about them being a coach some of the other time, maybe when they're not with you, and they can talk you through and help you through those processes. So if there's anything that you're worried about, for example, I phoned my instructor the other day and said, I've been putting off riding because I'm too busy, and actually I now know I'm putting it off because I'm also a bit nervous. How can I get through that? And just with a telephone call, she's then become a coach. She started talking me through it and said, well, what would you do in that situation? How would you handle it? And then once I realise I can handle it, we're fine. And off we go and everything's good. And it sounds like your friend, who's an amazing rider, is a bit of a support coach to you as well for that advice.
She is. Well, a funny story. I had, and I don't want to make you sad, but I had my heart horse for 10 years, and I lost him a year and a half ago, and we did everything together. So I think a lot of my confidence left when I lost him. Big 17 hand Holsteiner, just brilliant. Very bad though. And we went out to school cross country, and I hadn't schooled cross country in 10 years. So I popped him into the water jump and asked him to come back out the short side. It was just a 2-foot jump. He's 17 hands. He can step out. Well, he came out and cracked his back, came straight up in the air, tried to dump me. And Andy, my trainer, is standing there. And she said she waited and she watched me to see what my face did. Was I going to sit down and ride the horse and make him behave? Or was I going to lose my confidence and bail? And she watched me and she said, without thinking, my brain turned off and my body turned on. She said, you sat down, you picked him up, you sent him back into the water and you asked him to do it again without even thinking, all by rote. What I'd done when I was 20, I did again in my 50s without being scared because I didn't give myself a chance to.
Amazing.
Came out of the water, did the same thing again, bucked 3 huge bucks. I sat down, brought him back into the water. And this time he came out and jumped it perfectly. And then we did the rest of the cross country course. Not big jumps. These are 18-inch. I took the green bean route.
No, but well done you, because you know, you could have stopped and gone, no, it's too much, and you didn't. You just kept going.
If I'd been watching a video of that, I would have gone, get off that horse right now. Absolutely, get off there. He's just terrible. But you know, I think sometimes it's about not.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Not listening to those little negative voices in your head that say, you can't do this, you're not good enough, you can't ride well enough, your horse is too bad, too lazy, too fast, too whatever. That you just, that gear kicks in that says, I can do this. Hmm. And you, my dear friend said, ride the horse you're on. Hmm. And what she meant by that was, don't think about everything they've ever done before. How are they right now? Ride that horse. Is he being quiet and lovely? We'll enjoy it. So anyway.
That's the best bit of advice. No, that's great. It's such a good piece of advice. Ride the horse you're on. I like that.
Ride the horse you're on.
That's going to be talking through my head. Rather than me singing Counting Sheep in my head, trying to calm myself down, I'll just be going, ride the horse you're on. That's
ride
really
the horse
good.
Oh. But now you have to do it with an American accent. So you have to do that.
I won't even pretend to be American because I don't think I could pull it off. Katie, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us
sharing
your stories.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
It's been amazing.
Such a big fan. I just have to tell you, I go around to all of my friends with iPhones and load your podcast on there. And my vet is now listening to you over here, especially the one on ulcers was just brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
So you have a growing tribe.
You are too kind, Katie.
In the US, it is my mission.
Oh, bless you. Thank you so much. I can't take any credit because it's actually not me. It's our amazing guests.
You
will love the one coming up in a few weeks with Charlie, who's the psychologist. I've managed to persuade him to come on, actually give us advice. And I was very honest. I said, look, we're doing a live show on fear. And the truth is, Charlie, we don't know, really. We only have our own experiences. We'd love to have someone who knows what they're talking about. And he said, absolutely. So in 3 weeks' time, Charlie Unwin's going to be joining us. So that would be great. But Katie, thank you so much. Thank you for joining us.
Oh,
thank you for using Horse Hour. And have a great day in North Carolina.
Thank you. Lovely to speak to you. Thank you.
See you soon. Thanks so much to you for joining us on Horse Hour Live, playing some music, talking horsey fears. Do tweet us with what are your equestrian fears. Is it that you are scared of riding? Is it that you've overcome something? Because it would be great to get some ideas and tips of how you actually overcame your worst fear. So tweet us at Horse Hour and don't forget to use the hashtag Horse Hour. Very simple. Oh, and we're on Facebook and Instagram too. To Horse Hour Live. Oh, I love a bit of Coldplay. They're always good to play. You're listening to Horse Hour Live, and I'm absolutely loving talking to you live this evening because I'm really getting to hear your equestrian fear stories and how you overcame them. We've got a lovely guest on the line called Cara. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm very good. Thanks so much for joining us. Now, you were the tweet that I was talking about earlier when I was explaining my equestrian fears and how I'm just scared of going out hacking by myself at the moment. And can you explain to us what your fear is?
Well, the first one that came to mind was my fear of drops. I have a few, but the drops have been my long-running fear with horses going back to when I really started. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, are these, now these are the cross country drops, but you sent a lovely photo. You sent us on Twitter a great photo of you actually doing a cross country drop. So how did you get over it?
Well, I didn't have much choice, because one day, this is going back to 2011 for St. Patrick's Day. There is a huge charity ride, and it's not cross country on a course, it's like out hunting, and all day long everybody's telling me, you know, there's this one drop in the field, you're going to have to do it. And I'm like, no, I'm going out the gate, I'm not doing it. And they're all kind of looking at me thinking, you don't have a choice. I have a choice, I said, I'm going out the gate. So I didn't listen to anybody and I kept on going. And then we get to the field where this drop is, and I'm looking for my escape route. And I went, oh my God, everyone was right, I should have listened. And this drop, you had maybe like a 2 foot, 3 foot wall, but the drop on the far side into the next field was 5 foot. And I, yeah. And this was like my first ever one that I had done. And I was like, why did I have to go big? You know what they say, go big or go home?
Yes.
I should have gone home.
Oh no,
but
what
anyway,
happened?
And I'm on this little 14-2 pony who's seen it all, done it all. We're cantering up to the wall. And I just go, no, I can't do this. I pull her out. And I did that about 5 times. And eventually some little kid on a white pony, 11-hand pony or something, he comes up behind me and he goes, I lead you in. And I just went, oh, this is so embarrassing. So I literally just said, right, you got it. You just got to man up, get it done. Now, I did not enjoy 1 second of it, but I followed this little kid in on his little pony. He went sailing over, hailing the taxi, you know, one arm over, and he drops. And I went, I was watching this kid and I went, okay, be half as graceful. You'll be okay, Kira. You'll be okay. But I wasn't really, but I went for it. I came over the wall, but I forgot to hold on. I let go of my reins, I let go of my legs, and I just, when the pony landed, I slapped down in her and I just rolled off her neck.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah.
But so that did it.
That was my epic. I did it. And then I said to myself, do you really want to do this for the rest of your life while you're out riding if ever you come across the drop again? And I said no. So it was just a matter of getting over the fear, pushing myself into that situation, but not with big ones like that, just small ones, maybe 2 foot drops up cross country. And feeling comfortable with the horse that I was on. I was listening to the previous speaker on the show.
Okay.
Can't remember her name. Katie, yeah. And she's right, you ride the horse that you're on. And I made sure that I was on horses that would never make me feel scared or uncomfortable. And I just plodded along, did nice little small ones, and then worked your way up. Once it does become a habit, it became less of an issue for me. And then, yeah, that other second, the first picture I sent of me yesterday, I have done that one a few times, but yesterday I think I hadn't done it in a few months and the trees had become overgrown, so I got a face full of tree branches in my face.
Oh.
And I came down it off crooked. And I think the next picture shows me with my legs out of the stirrup. Oh, and I'm crossways on the saddle or something. I can't even remember. I just went, don't look at it, Kira, because if you look at it, you'll get scared again. So I just think positive. Think positive the whole time.
But Kira, you're so brave. I think you're really brave just going out and hunting. And I've had a very similar situation with when I was jumping. I used to be afraid of jumping. And so I went to my friend who's an instructor and said, right, I need to get over this. So I need to start having some jumping lessons. And there was a pony club going on at the same time. And my instructor decided to use the pony club kids to help me get the jumps higher, because she knew that I wouldn't say no to them, because you're right.
Yeah.
You're surrounded by 9, 10, 11 year olds and they can jump higher than you. You kind of, it gives you that boost, I think, to go, right, no, this is embarrassing, let's just get on with it. But I mean, a 5 foot drop is crazy. You were very brave.
Oh no. I don't know what I was thinking that day, and I've never done it since. That charity ride since has stopped. And I would love to see how I would tackle it today. But, you know, when you see the kids doing all these things, they have no fears, though. They don't, you know, we're grown-ups. We know about consequences. We know about getting hurt is painful and we don't bounce as well as the children do. And if you've got kids, you have to take them in. That really affects your confidence as an adult.
But we do throw our kids on the horses as well. So off you go. Have fun.
I know.
Are we crazy?
I don't want to see you unless there's blood. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I mean, I never rode as a child, so I never had that. So I feel like coming into it as an adult, it's a lot scarier, I think. I think to work on your confidence as an adult is so hard, and your confidence as an adult is so precious that you do tend to guard it fiercely. So if you do have a fear, just even to think about working on it, you're always really conscious of, well, if it goes wrong, and you didn't have to work on this fear, and if it goes wrong, like, where are you? You know, are you going to leave the kids? Are you going to leave the kids walking to school because you broke your foot?
No,
which
it's
I did
true.
One
but
time.
You didn't, you know? Really?
I did, yeah.
What
I did.
Happened? Were you okay?
Oh, the kids? Oh, no. Oh, it was fine. We were, that's another funny story. That's another horsey, well, not really a horsey fear. It's a life fear. I fear water. And we were riding at the local beach, and I was on this beautiful gelding. He was a big gelding, but it was his first time at the beach. He was a cruising, his sire was cruising, the famous Irish stallion. And I have a fear of water as well. And I was with people, and I got distracted by the other people. I was chatting when I should have been focusing on my horse, and the water was as still. It was like a mirror, but this tiny, tiny wave came. And the horse spooked, and he went off at a gallop along in the water, just along the shoreline. It couldn't have been more than an inch or two high, the water. And I hung on for as long as I could, but he took another turn, and I came out the side door, and I must have tried to put my feet underneath me, you know, to land on my feet, but I didn't quite make it, and I smacked my heel bone off the ground, and I busted. And all I remember was lying in the water, watching him canter away to the rest of the people. And then he stops and looks back at me, and he goes, well, jeepers, like, the horse looking at me, well, why are you down there? I didn't do that much to you. And I had to ride him home with a broken heel bone. Yeah. So that brought on to another fear of riding on the beach.
Yeah.
But we overcame that too.
It's again,
people can tell you everything.
Yeah, it's interesting that was one of your fears, because it's one of mine is since the accident. It's actually since traumas that have happened. I mean, some of the traumas I haven't fallen off, and the ones where I stayed on actually affected me more than the ones where I came off. But Haynet have just tweeted as well, saying, being a witness to a very serious horse riding accident made me risk assess getting back in the saddle. The what ifs were there. And that is the thing. I think it's very easy. After my accident, I couldn't remember much. I couldn't remember anything. I lost my memory completely. But I didn't want to go through that again. And I started being really nervous. And actually, I had to have 6 weeks off. And part of me thought, if I'd got back on, would I have been again too afraid? Did that 6 weeks help? Or did that give me a chance for the what ifs to kick in? But then a good side was when I finally did get back on, I ended up, it's ridiculous. Okay, so I go out with my babysitting friend, 21-year-old Ruby, and she's great because she tells me jokes. She tells me to breathe when I'm getting nervous. And I feel like I can relax with her. I don't feel like she's going to put pressure
on
me.
Tips.
Which
yeah.
is so important, is it? Like Katie was saying about having a support network.
Exactly, yeah.
She's great. And I think we should all hack with people that we feel comfortable and safe with, and we can actually say how we feel with. So we were going for a little plod because I didn't want to go fast, and we ended up on a 2-hour cantering round the New Forest mission because a local lady had got stuck in a bog in her horse. And actually I think it was the fact that she was stuck, and I knew she was in danger because she was up to her waist. The police couldn't find her, so they'd caught her, seen us riding, and said, we're really worried about a lady, we don't know where she is, she's somewhere in this area, we can't get to her, but you're on horseback, you can. And straight away my brain went from, what, you know, I might die, to she might die. And actually it was really serious. And that was great because I wasn't focusing on what could happen to me, so I rode the best I think I've ever ridden, probably really badly, but
there
I stayed
go.
On
You stayed on. People, I think, sometimes focus too much on the perfect ride.
Mm-hmm.
And after the thing with the drops and breaking my foot, I realised that, you know what, if I come home safe every evening, every time I ride a horse, celebrate that.
All that matters, doesn't it? And if enjoy
it's
it.
All, it's really all that matters. Yes, I have so much fun now. Like, I can compete in the hunter trials and I see the drops coming and I laugh in the face to the drops. I spurt, I kick on and off I go. It's a wonderful feeling. Like, it doesn't matter how long it takes. I'd say, what, that was 2011 and it's 2017. So what, that's 6 years really that it's taken me to feel confident and just to feel happy and wonderful about going out around a cross country course and looking at that fence and going, I can do you. I can do this one.
But I don't think we can, I think sometimes our expectations of ourselves, we put too much pressure on ourselves to say, right, I should be back out riding again within 6 months. And actually, like you said, it took 6 years. But I've just had a little look at what you do, Cara, and don't you take people for like holidays and you take them out riding?
Yes. So it's me and my partner, James. Yeah, we do horse riding, holidays, vacations, anything that anybody wants to do on a horse, we try to arrange it. And thankfully, it's great, but when I'm here trying to promote hunting and everything, and I'm petrified. Hunting in Ireland scares the pants off of me, but my partner makes up for it. He has confidence like you wouldn't believe. So while you have him being that confident and me being this cautious, together we tend to make this really good team. And no matter which rider you get, if you need a bit of a confidence boost, you've got James. If you want a little bit of a shoulder to cry on and, you know, you feel like you're alone, well, it's like you can... We had two ladies just this weekend who had never really jumped, and we took them out cross country. And they're looking at me thinking I'm amazing, and I'm there going, no, I'm not really. But, you know, if that's what you think, that's brilliant. And they're like, I could never be like that. I said, yeah, yes, you can. And I've showed them this video of me riding terribly only 2 weeks ago at a competition. And they're like, I can't believe that. I said, we all have our bad days. We all have our good days. And you've got to remember that you can do anything. You really can. And like Katie said previously, you ride the horse that you're on. And that, if you can put the faith in the horse and forget any kind of negativity that's happened to you before, and if you set that one little goal for yourself and achieve it, you will feel on top of the world. It doesn't matter what the goal is. I don't think it matters what
so
the goal
true.
Is.
So true, yeah.
But if you achieve it, baby steps. That's what it was for me, I suppose. Little goals all along the way, little baby steps. And now I think this is the first summer that I have actually taken my mare out and competed in front of other people.
Oh, congratulations. So, you know, I'm so pleased for you.
Thank you. I'm chuffed. I'm not winning anything. I don't care. I'm having fun and I'm home safe.
Cara, I've never won anything, but we did win best in show because I knew that we weren't going to win anything else. So as long as we looked pretty, that was all that mattered. So we had the long baths and yeah, and that's it.
But,
that was years ago. I haven't been out since. But but thank you very much for sharing. For sharing your stories with us. If you get time and
Thank
you're on
you
Twitter,
for having.
You're very welcome. If you're on Twitter and you get time, go and have a look at Cara's horse riding holidays because they are amazing. It's Cooper's Thank Hill you. Equine, and I've noticed there
That's
are
right.
beach rides in there. So I actually think we need to go so that Cara has to take us out on a beach ride and we can cure your fear of water.
I'm not afraid anymore. I've been a couple of times since.
Oh, bless you. Well, it's amazing.
Oh,
thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of Horse Hour and we will speak to you again soon. Thanks, Cara. Right, you can keep telling us your stories, your equestrian fears. Malcolm Wilson said, hacking out on a former racehorse that forgets it's a former racehorse, I thought I'd die. That's true, Malcolm, and that's my fear of thoroughbred, you see, because I think, well, a lot of them are ex-racers and some thoroughbred lovers will say, well, they're not all like that, and I'm sure they're not, but my experiences haven't been great, and like I said, my fear is that I don't have any brakes and I can't make them stop. One thing that did help with my fear of riding and being around the horse was actually spending more time around Blackjack. So even when he was spooky tacking up, it's so easy to say, oh, I'm not going to ride you today because you're a bit spooky, you're more jumpy than normal. And when I have my brave breeches on and I'm having a good day confidence wise, I that wouldn't bother me. I'd just get on and ride. So I've been trying really hard to spend an extra half an hour down at the field with him, spending more time grooming him, no matter what the weather, if it's raining, if it's windy, if it's blowing, if it's a beautiful day, just spending more time playing with him, bonding with him, to build up that ground connection again. So thank you again for all your stories today. Oh, it's nearly 9 o'clock already. I can't believe it. I think we should do this for like 4 hours because there's so much to talk about. But thank you for joining in on Horse Hour on Twitter. It's hashtag Horse Hour. Thank you to Katie and Takara, our guests this evening. You can get involved in Horse Hour Live just by sending us a direct message saying, I want to be on air. Share us your story and then we'll give you a call straight back. We do tweet all week, so you can continue to share your stories, and I think we will be announcing the winner of the Sport of Kings competition as well, so you will find out very shortly within the next minute on Twitter of who has won that gorgeous watch from Sport of Kings. These watches are literally stunning, so go and have a look at that on Twitter. Thank you for joining us, and I will speak to you next week. Have a good week with your horse, and I'll speak to you soon.
You've been listening to Horse Hour. Join the community on Twitter, Mondays, 8 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern, by using the hashtag Horse Hour. Follow Amy at AmyStevenson1 and subscribe to us on Acast, iTunes, Stitcher, and Player FM.